Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 3rd of October, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The UK Transport Secretary Chris Grayling says fully driverless cars will be on British roads in 3 to 4 years. Grayling made the comments on the Conservative Party conference, where he also said there will be a role for gas-powered vehicles for many years to come. In a surprise announcement Monday, Google revealed a partnership with Ubisoft to bring the upcoming Assassin's Creed Odyssey to your Chrome browser. On the same day the game comes out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC, a limited number of users will be able to put Google's new streaming technology, Project Stream, to the test in what could be a big step forward for efforts to bring blockbusters AAA games to streaming platforms. Google announces changes to the Chrome Web Store. Starting in Chrome version 70, users will be able to restrict which websites an extension can access. Developers will face a more rigorous review process and they will soon have to use two-factor sign-ins. The Web Store will no longer accept obfuscated JavaScript files and Google will launch Manifest version 3 of the extension platform next year, promising more security and controls. The communications industry could use 20% of the world's electricity by 2025, hampering attempts to meet climate change targets and straining grids as demand by power-hungry server farms storing digital data from billions of smartphones, tablets, and internet-connected devices grows exponentially. The industry has long argued that it can considerably reduce carbon emissions by increasing efficiency and reducing waste, but academics are challenging industry assumptions. A new paper due to be published by US researchers later this month will forecast that information and communications technology could create up to 3.5% of global emissions by 2020, surpassing aviation and shipping, and up to 14% in 2040, around the same proportion as the US today. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.